My Story, an autobiography of a homosexual Christian by Derek Michael Shaw. Episode 7, Given Up for Lent. The email I'm about to read has only been edited for brevity and for clarity, but otherwise it is my original email. The email is dated Tuesday, March 28, 2000. Hi, Catherine. Sorry I haven't been communicating for a while. It was a tough weekend. Lots going on with everything. Let me jump right in. Last week I was dealing with the initial aftershocks of Jenny telling me about the whole Lent thing. For the first couple of days, I was just trying to think about what had happened and what was going to happen, and slowly it started to settle in, the ramifications of this whole thing. I didn't bring up the subject with anyone but Rebecca until the end of the week. I went and visited my friend Lena, who works in the alumni office. She is from my hometown and knows me pretty well, and I have been keeping her informed on the whole Jenny situation from the very beginning. So I felt that I could trust her for an honest opinion, and she really gave me that. She got really mad. She thinks Jenny is manipulating me. She also thinks that Jenny is turning this into a spiritual issue when it really isn't. She is afraid of me getting hurt, and she wants me to drop Jenny like a hot potato. However, she ended the conversation with the fact that it was my decision, and she told me to talk to my parents, which I hadn't thought about, but I thought that was a good idea. Also, because Lena got really mad, it kind of brought out my own anger with the whole situation. The rest of Friday, I was really antsy and was pretty angry. However, more happened. Me and Ben and Rebecca ate dinner together, and then Ginny, Hillary, and Jenny came and joined us. We were at a small square table, and they pulled up three extra chairs around the table. Jenny was off talking, and so Hillary and Ginny sat down. Now, there just happened to be one extra chair for Jenny, and it was right beside me. However, I was just waiting for someone else to notice and do something. And I was right. I wasn't sure if Hillary knew, but as soon as she realized the empty chair was right beside me, she moved over. That got me really mad, and I picked up my tray and left just to get away from the whole situation. What bothered me is the fact that Jenny said we could hang out in a social setting, and yet Hillary, by doing that, effectively built another wall between us. Somehow, I couldn't even be trusted to sit next to her. Not that I would have known what to say. I cannot talk to her, Catherine. She doesn't want to spend alone time with me. However, I was talking with Rebecca on Saturday night, and she said that Jenny would really like me to still be sociable to her, and look her in the face and say hi. And that is the hardest thing for me to do right now. I feel utterly rejected by her, and yet she wants me to be nice. She wants me to say hi and chat, and yet it means nothing. Why should we talk about the weather and classes when we both know there are huge issues lurking around every corner? Why should I be nice to her? Well, I know I should be nice to her because God calls us to be friendly and loving, but I'm having lots of trouble with that right now. Well, then we went to a third-day Jennifer Knapp concert. It was really good. It helped me get my mind off things. After the concert, I talked with my friend Deb and brought up the situation with her. I'd actually brought it up with her last Sunday, and so she knew about it, but she didn't really say her reaction or anything. So I asked her about it. She was really concerned. She brought up the passage in one of the epistles that says a married couple shouldn't separate unless it is by mutual consent and only then to pray and seek after God. It makes an interesting point, even though we aren't married. I had no choice in this whole process. And looking back, Jenny has called most of the shots up to this point. I have basically had to accept and adjust my life to hers. And I'm wondering if that is fair, or if I should put my foot down. In some ways, I kind of feel walked all over. It is like a, what about my needs and feelings, kind of thing. That is selfish, and yet I don't know how much she has considered that. Deb was really good to talk to, though, because she really pointed me to God, and told me to pray about it. That was really, really good to hear. And so I did that on Friday night at about 1 a.m. It was really good. I cried for about a half an hour and sought God's will. I found some peace and rest, although no answer. But that was good, and I woke up on Saturday feeling rested and at peace. RA training was Saturday morning, and I am really excited about the whole thing. The staff looks great, and I am so pumped for Honey Rock and the training and everything like that. Oh, and I took the Myers-Briggs personality test. I'm in the idealist category with a temperament class of counselor. My letters were INFJ. Basically, it says the same stuff as the DISC test. Have you taken the Myers-Briggs? I versus E for introvert versus extrovert. N versus S for knowing versus sensing. F versus T for feeler versus a thinker. And J versus P for judging versus perceiving. It really fits, though. It says I am quiet and reserved, but I am very loyal to friends, and I care a lot about people. I am empathetic, etc. So that was good. Anyway, RA training was really nice to get away and keep my mind occupied and out of the situation. Saturday, I called my parents and told them that I wanted to go home for the summer. They said that was great and got me booked for a ticket. I also told them I had this problem and wanted their advice. However, I wrote an email to them and set the whole thing up, and then we talked on Sunday. Saturday night was March Masquerade on 3 South. It was really fun. Afterwards, Rebecca and I took a walk. I dumped on her, and she tried to defend Jenny's position, and I brought up all the right questions as far as questioning whether this was a good thing, and furthermore, whether this was really from God. After all, lack of communication in any relationship is bad, in general. Furthermore, we really weren't that close, physically or emotionally, to really warrant a time like this. 6 weeks is a long time. Lent is about giving up things, but that never entails hurting someone in the process. I have been hurt. Plus, there is nothing biblical about Lent, so that makes it really hard to make a judgment call about the whole thing. So, Rebecca didn't have a lot of answers, but she believes that this is a good thing. I am not so sure anymore. Also, the triple, a five-person suite that Jenny lived in, is going through lots right now, partly related to the whole Lent thing and partly not. Supposedly on Sunday, all of them were really snappy and angry to each other. Rebecca thought that spiritual warfare was going on. Anyway, they are really involved in a lot of things right now. Sorry I'm jumping around in this story. They asked me to pray for them in this situation, and I was kind of appalled at the beginning because here I am going through this whole thing, and they are just like, okay, get over it and pray for us because we are going through a whole lot worse now. But they are going through a lot, and everyone really needs prayer right now. Here is a little break for you since it is halfway done. Again, use this time to go to the bathroom or get refreshments, whatever. Just trying to lighten things up a little. Sunday afternoon, I talked with my family, and they were very concerned for me. They recognized that Jenny must be a little screwed up in order to do this. They thought that she must have gone through lots to get to where she is. They told me to get away from her and forget about her. They said outright that God has someone special for me and that she isn't it. They thought that she was being manipulative, so they warned me to stay away from her. So my parents aren't too hot with the whole idea. They also warned me about telling too much to Rebecca because she is really involved in the whole situation, and if she told Jenny a lot of stuff that I told her, it could be disastrous, which I understand. On the other hand, Rebecca is a really close friend, and I trust her a lot. Now I have that doubt in my mind because of my parents, which may be a legitimate doubt. I haven't really talked to her since then, and I should really tell her what I'm thinking, at least as far as the trust issue goes. And then, the really positive thing that has come out of this whole mess. Me and Ben went out to dinner at Chili's on Sunday night. We left right at 5 and got there, and I talked for a whole hour of what had been going on. He knew nothing about the situation. So, that was really good, and then he talked for another hour about his break and everything that had been going on with him. It was a really valuable time to catch up and be open. Then he suggested the really amazing thing of doing a daily accountability check-in type of thing. So we have done that for just 2 nights, but I know it's going to be valuable for me. Right now, I am experiencing so many negative emotions, and it will be good to be aware of those and tell him and get prayer. So dinner was really great. World Christian Fellowship was okay. I couldn't concentrate, though. I wonder why. Afterwards, Deb and I met. We have been meeting after every WCF, and that has been good. I talked with her some more, and she brought up some other good points. The biggest thing is about the people we will marry. I truly think that my parents are seeing me married to someone who is basically perfect. What I mean is that she is a good girl with a good past and with relatively little dysfunction in her life. That is what I think they want for me, which is good. But what if that isn't exactly the plan? I don't know. It is just an interesting thought. I need to talk to my parents more about what they really think. Deb also brought up a lot of examples where God really hurt people to change them or to bring about his purpose. Look at Hosea, look at Joseph, sold into slavery, lost family. He must have been depressed. All the disciples, Jesus, even Saul, whom God blinded and totally changed. God hurts people. Well, at least it looks like hurt to us, but it is really change, and change for the better. But while we are in that change, we can only think about the hurt. Anyway, just a thought. So, Sunday night I was okay, but I was really angry, probably more so than any other night. It was bad, Catherine. I am seeing how nasty and evil I can be. And a big part of me wants to hold on to that hurt and pain, even though it is bad for me. Part of me wants to get back at her for how much she has hurt me, even though she probably doesn't even realize how much she has hurt me. I know that I shouldn't entertain thoughts like that, but I did. However, I did ask for forgiveness, and I am sorry. I don't want to be like that. Monday wasn't much better. I was really not concentrating on anything. I couldn't even think in class very well. So I got through the day, and we had some spiritual life committee meetings at night. Those are okay. We are trying to find people for next year, but we aren't finding too many. We have been trying, but maybe God has something different planned for next year. We will see. I know it'll work out. I talked with Ben again last night and confessed a lot of the anger and bitterness that I had experienced all day again. We prayed, and then I went to sleep. It is hard. Rebecca is going through tons right now. I don't really trust her, and yet I want to help her. I want to be a good friend to her. I know Jenny is going through tons, but I cannot even talk to her. Oh, the other really big thing is that I hardly know Jenny. Sure, I know who she is now at Wheaton, but I don't know her past. I was talking with Rebecca, and Rebecca was surprised that I didn't even know about Jenny's previous relationships. So, I am thinking that this is a big thing that I know nothing about. And if I really knew her, and she really knew me, how could she hurt me this much? Although again, maybe she doesn't know how much it hurts. And if that is the case, should I talk to her before the 6 weeks are up? If I do talk to her, it could just really complicate things. If I don't talk to her, then either I am distracted for the next 5 weeks and cannot concentrate, or else I suppress the emotions and I don't think about it. Although, with my personality, I don't think I can suppress anything. The final thing is to just deal with it now and get rid of the anger and bitterness and experience forgiveness and give forgiveness and love, true Christian love. And just make sure that at the end of this, we do talk and get everything straightened out. Because I've realized that I don't really like her right now. I don't know if I will like her again, but I have basically been held off and rejected for almost a year now, and this step as far as Lent goes was huge. She totally cut me off and doesn't need me. What kind of relationship is that? So, I don't know what to do. My parents are saying get away. Rebecca is saying be patient. Ben and Deb aren't telling me one way or another, which is good. God isn't really telling me anything, except that he loves me and is sustaining me through it. I called Jerry Root, a Christian education professor at Wheaton, and left a message for him to talk about the situation. Hopefully he will call me back soon. I want an older Christian opinion besides my parents. Plus, he knows Wheaton and all the little quirks. I need to know about Lent and what it truly means. I need to know what the Bible says, and I think he could help me a lot. On a good note, I am better today. I haven't been really angry at Jenny at all, and I am basically at peace. It has been a decent morning. And as I write this, it is good to process it for the first time without all that anger. It helps me be a little more objective about what I need to do. I pray that stays with me this day. This is Derek Unplugged, exactly what I'm thinking and feeling, and I probably left out a whole lot. Don't worry about replying with a long letter, especially if your wrist hurts, but if you do have any godly wisdom on the subject, I would appreciate it. Otherwise, I would like to hear from you, but a quick note is okay with me. Pray for me, please. I don't know how I'm going to survive the next 5 weeks. I love you so much, and I am so sorry to burden you with all this. I wish I could just hug you for a really long time and just spend some time with you. Maybe some other time. Until then, you will just have to spend time with my thoughts, and hopefully that will be enough. I love you. Your confused brother in Christ, Derek. Next time on My Story, the conclusion of Chapter 3, Wheaton College.